So Jay-Z causing quite a bit of controversy for a couple of different reasons. Of course, his vacation to Cuba with Beyonce. And then, of course, the fact that he had to sell his share in the Brooklyn Nets because now he's a sports agent, apparently. And so he decides to release a track addressing it all. Let's recap the week that was. Life and Style Weekly, senior reporter Laura Lane. Now, the White House is chiming in after Jay-Z released this track called Open Letter. And what is the White House saying about Jay-Z and Beyonce's trip to Cuba, Laura?
They're saying that they had absolutely nothing to do with his trip to Cuba. And here's Jay-Z totally throwing Obama under the bus, saying that he got White House clearance in his song. But of course, Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, said, I guess nothing rhymes with treasury. So, you know, Jay-Z kind of deserves that.
Well, he kind of threw him under the bus. I was surprised that he name-checked him as well, because I knew it would cause some controversy and that a lot of skeptics and critics of the president would immediately rush to judgment and say that he approved of Jay-Z's trip down there, because that's what Jay kind of made it sound like in the song. Of course, Jay also lashing back out, I guess, at the NBA for making him sell his shares in the Brooklyn Nets now that he has Roc Nation Sports, and he's already signed his first person in Robinson Cano. Very interesting track that, by the way, we'll link you up with on the Ralphie Show blog. Let's move along, recapping the week that was. Lady Gaga is still recovering from this hip surgery, a serious injury. Speaking of Yankees, Alex Rodriguez basically had the same injury. How is she doing with her recovery, Laura?
She's doing all right, but mentally she's not doing so well. It's really taken its toll on her. Of course, Lady Gaga is used to wearing high heels that are a foot tall and dancing and just going nonstop, working very hard, and she's got to do complete bed rest, which is very difficult for her. We've talked to a lot of sources close to her. She's not going to be able to get back till September, and doctors are saying that she really shouldn't even wear heels, which, you know, for Lady Gaga, somebody that cares so much about fashion, that's going to be pretty difficult for her. So she's back in Chicago right now with her boyfriend and taking it very slow, but they said, you know, she's kind of depressed, which you can imagine, somebody that's got to just basically do nothing and sit, can't walk without the help of somebody. You would think that that would be very difficult.
And she was gearing up for a very big spring as well. Of course, this injury happened about a week before she was supposed to perform back home in New York for her, and she was gearing up for the release of Art Pop, her next studio album, and all of that's been shelved completely now. We have no updates on when, if at all, we'll get to hear any part of that album. Probably not till the fall, when Gaga's better and she can tour and promote it as well. All right, let's wrap up with Life and Style Weekly. Jessica Simpson, of course, expecting again. What's the latest with her, Laura?
She's got a big baby shower coming up. It's going to be at Hotel Bel Air, which is very, very fancy. We found out that celebrity wedding planner Mindy Weiss is going to be doing her baby shower, and it's going to be a very extravagant affair. Lots of big celebrity moms are going to be there, and it should be really fun for Jessica. So she's, you know, really celebrating this pregnancy, and that's great.
I'm happy that she's happy. I'm sure you concur.
I'm very happy that Jessica's happy. I only want the best for her.
Of course, of course. Well, read about those stories and much more with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Laura Lane. Have a great weekend.
You too.